when you talk about County Climate Change Fund, is a fund created by either an act of the county assembly or a regulation of the county government, making it possible to mobilize money or allocate money from the county budget or the public budget at that level. The second component is about having structures or committees that can support use of that fund to respond to people's need. The structures are largely at the county and at the ward level, which is our lowest planning unit. So at the ward level, you have committee members chosen from the community. At the slightly higher level, that's at the county level, we have the County Climate Change Planning Committee. You have the county government, of course, under which you have the fund. Secondly, you also have people from national government represented in this committee. The value of having actually these people in the committee is, one, to ensure that they strengthen proposals or ideas coming from the community. Communities can know what's affecting them, but packaging it in such a way that it aligns with government procedures is another task. Two, there are also things or activities funded by other government institutions. So having this committee, there's a better linkage in terms of aligning what communities are proposing with the other agencies. The third point is that it oversees, based on pre-agreed criteria, how the fund at the county level is used. The third component is about climate information services and other participatory planning tools. The major issue here is that we are trying to address current and potentially future climate risk. Coming up with tools and ways of capturing community views and knowledge is very critical for sustainability. The fourth part of the mechanism is the monitoring and evaluation component. We do track progress over time to ensure that we can be more accountable.